Today's podcast is going to feature a very unique assessment strategy for a high school English class. I'm talking with Jane Murray, a special ed English teacher here at Nashua High North. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So, Jane, could you tell us a little bit about your class and what your students were learning?
These are high school students that are in college-level prep classes. We read the novel Fade by Robert Cormier, and we had to assess what the summary of the story was, what the plot line was, and some of the themes that were in the story.
And those are pretty typical English-type assessments when you read a story to know about the plot, the theme, the characters.
Absolutely. That's what you have to do in English.
Now, normally you would have your students write an essay or answer multiple choice questions or something about this?
That's the typical way a final assessment would go for students. And my students got this final and said, why can't we have a regular final like everyone else? But this is much better.
So tell us about this very special strategy. It involves a website called Wikipedia, which is a relatively controversial website for a lot of English teachers. A lot of them feel like the content can't be trusted or it's written by unauthorized people. So tell us a little bit about what your idea was.
My idea was to take a copy of what was on Wikipedia, which was very small, make a copy for the students, and give them the assignment that they had to add their own thoughts and ideas of the novel into this actual site.
So the first part was they looked at the Wikipedia site for the novel Fade and read it and realized it wasn't really developed. And then they, whatever they learned about it in class from reading the book, they synthesized into a written form and uploaded it to Wikipedia?
Absolutely. And it took them, maybe 45 minutes for them to figure it all out. And they started from scratch.
So they read, they improved, they rewrote and uploaded, and ultimately share their perspective with the world.
That's the plan.
How daring and bold. I love it. So ultimately, there was a little bit of resistance at the beginning.
It was very difficult because they had never sat down at a final at a computer and had to actually share their thoughts with the world. And so it was a different idea for them, but they got used to it. After they worked at the computer, they had to sit down, and I gave them kind of a little multiple choice test from the actual site, and they had to find the right answers. And when they couldn't figure it out, they went back to the site, and lo and behold, it had changed. Their ideas were posted, and it was a magnificent moment for some of them.
So they got to see their thoughts posted to Wikipedia and shared, really, with the world, who's ever reading the site.
It got shared that day, but unfortunately, it got taken down that night by Wikipedia.
Why was it removed, you know?
Well, I did some searching, and Nicole did some searching, and we found out that Wikipedia has a very strong policy that is considered a neutral point of view policy. And I went and did some research, and it's right on their site, and found out that you couldn't form any opinions about a book or a story and post them on the site. So we had to deal with that.
Oh, so it's likely that their perspective probably was not completely neutral because they'd been reading about it in class and discussing it and probably formed some typical high school opinions about stories they read.
Right. And it was a good lesson that I could follow up on with fact versus opinion. And so in hindsight, I will do that next year. But what I did to follow up was I took all my students' hard copy. They had printed up their work because I needed to have that for their portfolios. And I took their ideas and I eliminated all the opinions and kept the fact. And I made an entry myself and entered it as Queen Murray and posted it on the site that night. That was exciting, I thought.
So it's always a learning experience when you involve technology in a classroom. And ultimately, I think this lesson was such a neat idea. I think it's really important to give high school students the sense that their work is valued by more than just their classroom teacher. And when you put their cumulative knowledge out there on a website so that other people can view it, there's this sense of, oh, wow, the world's going to see this. This needs to be really well written and really well thought out so that I look smart to the world. It's just such a really cool Web 2.0 educational strategy. So I'm really proud of you, Jane. Even though it wasn't exactly, picture perfect, I think it was a great idea.
Thank you very much. And I had a ball, and I'll do it again.
And we hope those of you listening, go ahead and give this idea, this strategy a shot, and let your kids edit Wikipedia and share what they know.